1240WNBS.com presents The Neil Bradley Show.
Welcome to the show. Coming up this weekend, a huge, or huge, whichever side you prefer, baseball series as Murray State comes in to the weekend with a massive three-game series against Belmont. And in the OVC standings, Murray is locked in a three-way tie for that number six spot. And in terms of the standings, that's precious because only the top six teams go to the OVC tournament. Belmont is a notch ahead of Murray. The Racers are behind Belmont. Belmont sits in fourth place at 12-9. And we're going to kick things off with a Friday night series, a Friday night game, actually part of the series, and that's Friday night at 6 with Star Wars Night. Coming up in just a few moments, Kevin Mulder, Murray State baseball coach, will be my guest. We will chat with Kevin about that in just a bit. But before we do, let's get caught up on everything else sports-wise. In a special ceremony this week, three Murray High School athletes signed to continue playing and get a little college out of it. How about that? Ethan Clark, B.J. Elder, and Cyrus Nababi in the Murray High School library beating and signing their letters of intent. Clark signs one with Berry College. He'll play men's basketball at Berry College. B.J. Elder with a letter of intent signage for Thomas More College. He'll play baseball there. And Cyrus Nababi signing a letter of intent to swim at Bryant University. Our congratulations. Two high schools looking for girls basketball coaches. Mayfield looking for a new girls basketball coach. Misty Lawson has been the coach there since 2009. She will no longer be. 69-110, her record, had a couple of regional tournament appearances. Also at Ballard Memorial, they've announced that Rudy Carrico has resigned as the girls' basketball coach. Coached there a year, 12-14, and did get to the All-A Classic regional semifinals. As is usual, Wednesdays, most of the time, have no spring sports played. But today, it's busy. All the schools playing somewhere. In high school baseball, Callaway County on the road. They will head to Clinton to play Hickman County. Murray High, they're here in they're on the road as well. They go to play at Graves County. Now, both the softball teams are at home. It's Graves County coming to Callaway County, and Hickman County will play at Murray High. We urge you to, of course, go out and support your respective teams. Yet another player is leaving the UK women's basketball program. Sophomore forward Alexis Jennings has been granted her release. The 6'2 forward from Alabama was the Cats' fourth leading scorer last season. Appeared in 33 games, started 18, averaged 10.7 rebounds a game. Also, it was announced former UK assistant coach Naya Butts returning to UK in that capacity. She was a five-year staff member at UK. Went to Arizona as the head coach, and she was dismissed as the head coach last month. Congratulations to former racer Chris Shumate landing on his feet. According to John Rothstein, CBS sports reporter, the Louisville native and former racer will have a new coaching spot next year. He was on Ray Harper's staff at Western Kentucky last year. Shumate has accepted the same position at Northern Kentucky University under coach John Brannan. He had coached under Donnie Tindall with a couple of stops at the Southern Miss and Tennessee. Good to see him kind of get out from under that, and certainly wish Chris the best of luck. Had a chance to catch up with him when the Racers played in Florida last year. Western Kentucky was at that tournament, and got to see Chris a little bit, and good to catch up with him. Certainly wish him the best. Nyquist draws the number 13 position for the 142nd Kentucky Derby. The drawing was held yesterday. Nyquist retains the favorite odds at 3-1. That's a pretty strong favorite at this point. Exaggerator, the second favorite, drawing the number 11 post position at 8-1. The 142nd Kentucky Derby will take place at about 5:34 Saturday. The coverage begins at 1 p.m. on 11:30 WOFC. So our sister station has it. They have like 3 hours of NBC sports coverage, but we're taking that. Have a lot of race coverage in that. And then at 4 o'clock, actually, is when the true race coverage begins. So highly concentrated just on the race beginning at 4 o'clock. Morehead State this week announcing it will restructure its 16 intercollegiate athletic programs effective immediately. The athletic department will suspend the men's and women's tennis programs from operation. The total number of Morehead State intercollegiate programs, however, won't change. They're still going to have 16. The university will be introducing women's beach volleyball and women's indoor track and field effective with the next academic year. The move, according to the release, will eventually reduce the athletic department's budget by about $400,000 annually. All current scholarships will be honored for affected student athletes until their separation from Morehead State, whether immediate or upon graduation. The decision impacts the men's and women's student athletes currently on rosters, along with head coach Kevin Fulton, who just finished his 11th season as the head coach. A rally win for the Cardinals last night. Here's John Rooney.
Ryan Howard hit a three-run homer in the fourth inning off Cardinals starter Mike Leake last night, and then their center fielder Odubel Herrera, a solo two-out home run in the fifth to make it 4-0. The Cardinals answered with three runs in the fifth inning and left the tying run at third. And with the Redbirds down by a run in the ninth, two walks turned into runs, and the Cardinals beat the Phillies 5-4. Stephen Piscotty drove in the tying run. And on the play, pinch runner Carlos Martinez was caught on a rundown between third and home, allowing Aledmys Diaz a chance to get to third. Diaz was on third. Stephen Piscotty, who singled in the tying run, moved up on defensive indifference, and Matt Holliday stepped in. Runners at second and third, two away. The 1-1, a swing and a ground ball, left field, base hit, a Redbird winner. Diaz scores on the single by Matt Holliday, and this ball game has come to an end. 5-4 Cardinals, Kevin Segrist over Genmar Gomez. Jaime Garcia pitches today, hoping to help the Cardinals win 3 out of 4. I'm John Rooney.
All right, John, appreciate it. We're on the air with that at 11:40 this morning on 1340 WNBS. By the way, speaking of the Cardinals, Tommy Pham's return to the majors is a step closer. The Cardinals outfielder began a rehab assignment at AAA Memphis last night. He's had an oblique strain, drove in a couple of runs last night as Memphis beat the Storm Chasers out of Omaha by a score of 8-6. The Nashville Predators and San Jose Sharks will clash tonight in Game 4 of the Western Conference semifinals in Nashville. The Sharks are 3-1 in road playoff games this season. The puck drops at 8 p.m. at Bridgestone Arena. The Sharks up 2-1. The Blues look to take a commanding 3-1 lead on the Stars when the teams play Game 4 tonight at the Scott Trade Center. Faceoff set for 7 p.m. Dallas will host Game 5 on Saturday. Stay tuned. Kevin Mulder, Murray State baseball coach, joins me right after this.
Tuesday, May 17th, the Murray State Racers welcome the Kentucky Wildcats to Brooks Stadium in Paducah for the annual Purchase Area Showdown. The Racers boast one of the most powerful lineups in college baseball, ranking in the top 10 in 8 statistical categories. Kentucky comes in nationally ranked and one of the top teams in the always tough SEC. It's Murray State versus Kentucky at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, May 17th at Brooks Stadium in Paducah. Tickets are on sale now at the Murray State Ticket Office or call 270-809-3000.
Welcome back. As promised, Murray State baseball coach Kevin Mulder joins me. Big weekend series coming up with Belmont. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But, Coach, I thought a strong showing last weekend against the first-place team in the OVC Southeast Missouri. You took one of the games, played them tough. I read quotes from their team, and they talked about what a battle that series was. Yeah, I know you didn't get all the wins you wanted, but you really have to be happy with the way your team played.
We've been playing good baseball for the past couple weeks here, and, you know, SEMO's a heck of a team. They're in first place for a reason, and going into that, they had only had 3 conference losses. So I'm not happy that we didn't win the series, but I know that we battled the whole weekend, and I think we took a step forward last weekend.
You have Belmont coming in, and you talk about a terrific race for that number 6 spot. And I know you don't want to look ahead, but a sweep could get you as high as 4th and past Belmont. But right now, you are right there to get into the tournament, and this is a huge series with Belmont coming in, and you need a lot of fan support to come out for this one.
Yeah, this is they're all big at this point. And, you know, we have 3 conference series left, and you know, 2 of the teams we play are right in front of us, and the other one we play is the one, I guess we're tied with EKU. So it's we do control our own destiny, and it's kind of nice that we're playing teams that are right there with us. So, you know, if we go win two and lose one, that means they're losing two and winning one. So it's kind of double value for us.
Before we talk about just the series, let's talk about a special Friday night at 6, it's Star Wars night, and I saw the promo video. It is fascinating with the lightsaber baseball bat. That's a pretty neat trick. How did you guys pull that off?
I'll admit, I had nothing to do with that. Matt did a great job producing that video for us, and our promotions team, Seth and those guys, do a great job, and they came up with the idea and then just ran with it. And I know some of our players had fun shooting that video as well. They were talking about it the past couple weeks because they had that put together for a couple weeks here.
Well, hopefully it'll be one for not the dark side but the light side as they come in, and fans are encouraged to come out and have a good time with that. You have some players who are just having terrific seasons. Adam Bauer, when you take a look at his runs, I mean, that's amazing to have scored the number of runs he has. I think 61 in your games, and that was last time we checked, leading the nation.
Yeah, I know he's been leading the country. I haven't checked this week or anything, but yeah, it's incredible. He's reached base every single game this season, which broke our school record. He broke that I believe on Friday night at SEMO, and so that was really neat, and it's been big. And you look at Lawrence and Ramsey Scott, why they have so many RBIs. Well, he's on base every time they hit, so that makes it that RBI statistic can be a misleading one. You can be a good hitter and not have many RBIs, or you could have a bunch of them. You need people on base to drive the ball, to drive runs in.
Tyler Dixon also has been clubbing the ball pretty good into home runs. 688 slugging percentage and 6 homers in 48 OVC at-bats. That's pretty lofty stats right there.
Yeah, absolutely. He's been going good for us, and we have a good lineup, especially when we're locked in. We can put up some runs, and the thing is, we're never out of a game with this type of lineup.
I know we talked last time, and the one place you need to advance is with pitching. Have you seen improvement in that area over the last couple of weeks?
You know, we've had some guys, our bullpen in particular has really stepped up. Guy that pops in my mind first is Andrew Bramley. If you look at his stats, he has a 5.6 something ERA, but all that was done early when he was starting, and he has been lights out the past 4 or 5 weeks for us. And he no-hit SEMO the final 4 innings of the game that we won over there. And he's been really impressive. Cody Mars is pitching extremely well. And those guys are both seniors, and there's no coincidence about that. This is their shot right here, and they're pitching like it. And then Tyler Anderson's chipped in the bullpen and been really good as well.
Do you have your rotation set for what we'll see this weekend?
We're going to run Ryan Dills out on Friday night, game one for us, and he's been really good the past couple weeks. So he has some of our best outings, and we're excited about him going on Friday. And then we're going to give the ball to Austin Dubski on Saturday, and then Sunday we're gonna wait and see. We're going TBA. We got all hands on deck for the first 2 games, and then we'll reevaluate after that.
What is the challenge Belmont brings in terms of the team they'll show up with at Reagan Field? What are we going to see?
They're a good offensive team. I think they're 5th or 6th in the country, something like that, in stolen bases. So they're an athletic group that can create some offense, but then they also have 60 home runs, which I believe leads our conference. So they're a really good offensive group. Our pitchers are going to be challenged, and they play some higher scoring games, and it'll be a good challenge for us for sure.
And I know in the past years, just to show you how things have changed with Murray State baseball, you had to battle graduation if you had home games during the daytime because you had to get the game in. Now that's a Saturday night game, so it doesn't have any interference with that at all. So for fans in town for graduation, it'd be a great time to enjoy that, hang out, grab something to eat, and come out and watch the game.
Yeah, absolutely. We got a double night game Friday at 6, Saturday at 6, and then Sunday at 1 o'clock. And I know the forecast, that's one thing you always worry about and can never control, but it looks great for the weekend. It's going to be pretty warm and dry, so we're looking forward to a great weekend.
Yeah, every excuse has been taken out of the equation. It looks like perfect weather day and night, whichever time you plan to come. We'd love to see a ton of fans at all of them. And again, you can wear your Star Wars outfit on Friday night. Normally, you're considered maybe a little nuts for doing that. I know Ed Marlowe's a big Star Wars guy, but we'll forgive him. But Friday night, it's okay. You can do that. Are any of your players going to be wearing anything like that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
You never know with some of them. So
right.
Nothing would surprise me.
All right, Kevin. Well, hopefully we'll have great crowds for all that. The team needs you. Turn on out and support them. Kevin, I appreciate the visit, and good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Neil.
All right, that is Kevin Walter, Murray State baseball coach.